Listening Within. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Thought for Today, Listening Within. Do we listen within? Do we listen within ourselves? Do we care what is being said within ourselves? Are we concerned about what's going on in our world? Are we concerned about who is going on in our world and what values they are to us? Who is the one that's most important to you in your life? Who is the one who is most important to you in every moment of your living? From the time you're born to the time you move on to another dimension, to the time that you live every single moment of your life right here and now. Who is the most important person for you to listen to? Now we say, well, we should listen to our parents. We should listen to our mothers and fathers. We should listen to the people who are guiding us in life. We should listen to our peers, those who are our equals, those who are walking the same path that we are, at the same age, the same lifestyle that we do. We should listen to the government. We should listen to the church. We should listen to all of the world. And what a busy life we have listening to all of that. And how interestingly we listen, but how much attention do we pay to what we hear? It's kind of interesting, isn't it? So much is going on around us. So much is going on in our life. And how much do we hear? How much do we want to hear? How much do we want to hear? How much do we desire to hear? How much makes us happy? And how much makes us confused? And how much makes us sad? When you say to yourself, I listen to me. I'm listening to me. The most important person, the most important source of any information of any life that I could ever have, is to listen to me within myself. And as I listen to me, what do I hear? Ho, ho, ho. As a child, we hear all sorts of things. Come on, try me out. Come on, test me. Come on, live an example. And we listen to that inner voice that is within us and says, come on, try it out. Come on, let's test it. Come on, let's see what's going on. And sometimes we find that it's not the best thing for us. But always we have to try it. Always we have to test it. Always we have to go through it and see what it's all about. Because if we don't, it will come up again and again and again in our life to say to us, come on, try it out. Come on, play the game. Come on, listen to me. Did you ever have a voice within you say, come on, jump over this hole. Jump over this bridge, jump over, jump, jump, jump. And you say to yourself, well, I don't know how to jump. I really don't. And so you watch the other children and they're jumping around. And so you say, oh, I guess that's how you do it. So inside of yourself, you see yourself jumping. You see yourself making the leap and skipping and having such a good time. And as you see yourself doing this, you see yourself doing all sorts of wonderful things. You see yourself accomplishing all sorts of fantastic things. And as you see yourself accomplishing all sorts of fantastic things, you wonder to yourself, how is that going to happen? How is that going to be in my world, in my life? How am I going to express that? How am I going to live that? And you go and do it, because you have seen others do it, but then that's not the goad that moves you from stillness to action. The inspiration that moves you from stillness to action is not a voice within. You listen, but you listen to the thought within. You listen to the idea within. You listen to the creative source within. And the creative source within doesn't speak in words. It doesn't say, hey, come on, do this. Hey, your name is so-and-so. Come on, listen to me. The creative source is an inspiration that says, you can do it. Come on, go for it. Express yourself. Shine forth. And then you shine forth. Now, are there people who really listen within? They listen to me. They listen to the divine within themselves. Are there people that really do that? Oh, yes. There are many people who do that. Thousands and millions and billions of people who do that. And these are the people who find peace in their world. These are the people who find joy in their world. These are the people who find the path in their world is very wonderful and very exciting. They find that all of life is a delightful, charming experience. Something very, very special. Something very, very special. In fact, it's so special that they cannot put words on it. I just knew that was the right thing to do. I just knew I wanted to do that. I just knew that to me, to be an artist, to me, to be creative, to me, to be a musician, to me, to be anyone who lives a dynamic, forceful, happy life. That's me. That's me. Ho, ho, ho. That's me. Oh, yes, that's me. That's who I am. That's what I want to do. That's where I want to be. That's what makes my life go around. That's what makes all things exciting and wonderful for me. Living in a dynamic world, living in a fantastic world, living in a world filled with peace and harmony and love. Wow! Yes, that's what I want to be. But how can I be that when all about me there seems to be confusion? Where people are listening to other people. Where people are listening to the drumbeat of other people's lives and say, oh, wouldn't that be interesting? Wouldn't that be interesting? Now, we have the YouTube and we have the internet. And as we look at the YouTube and the internet, we see people doing interesting things. They're doing what they think is a charming thing. They do what they think is an exciting happening. They do what they think is something very, very wonderful. And as you look at it, you might say to yourself, yeah, that's wonderful. But the moment you're done looking at it, you say, okay, so I've seen it. So I've seen what someone else has done. I've seen what someone else is living. I've seen what someone else is thinking. I've seen what someone else has as their goal and their desire and their choice in their life. I see what somebody else is doing. And how interesting. How interesting. How interesting to walk, to look, to see someone else's path in life. How very interesting. Is that what I want to do? And the answer is no. For if that were what I wanted to do, I would do it. If that were what interested me, I would do it. So I look at all these ways of expressing themselves that people use on YouTube, that people use in the internet, that people use on Facebook, that people use in the social activities of their life. And I think to myself, they're not rewarding. They're not fulfilling to me. I'm not listening to me. Because when I'm listening to me, I feel content. When I'm listening to me, I'm not driven to accomplish something. I'm not driven to do things. I just delight in being whatever it is I think about in my thought. I delight to be whatever I think about in my thought. When I listen to me, listening to me is an art. When I listen to me, I delight in being what it is that I see there, that I hear there, that I am there. Now, what is it that I delight to be? What is it that makes me happy? What is it that turns me on, that says, this is all right and good? What is it that turns me on? Well, what turns me on, and what turns on most of the world, is peace of mind, peace of heart, reverie, listening to that divine calling within. It's not going out and writing great books or creating great concerts or making great sculptures or doing things to impress the world. It is doing something within that reveals how I feel, that reveals what turns me on, what makes me happy, what makes me feel so very good. When I am listening to me, I am happy. When I'm listening to me, I'm not watching how the other children jump around. I'm not watching how the other people express themselves and are dramatic and dynamic and wonderful in so many wonderful ways. When I'm listening to me, I feel a peace, a contentment. I feel all is right with the world. And everything that I want, everything that I enjoy, everything I delight in, I have it. Everything that could make me feel fulfilled in every glorious way, I have it. Now, how do I have it? I have it in my soul, in my being, in my inner self. I am content. I do not feel uptight. I do not feel that the world is going around in terrible circles and cycles. I do not feel that I'm missing something somewhere. I do not feel that I've got to chase after the rainbows. I do not feel that I have to do anything. I feel a presentment. I feel a oneness. I feel that all is right with the world, and I am living in paradise. I feel that all is glorious and all is good, and I am living in paradise. Yes, I am living in paradise. But I'm only living in paradise because I breathe deeply and I relax. I breathe deeply and I relax. I let go and I stop my fitful chasing in the outer. And listening to me in the inner, I feel the glory of my divine self. So wonderful, so marvelous, so good. I am that peace now. I am that oneness now. I am that light now. I am that allness now. I am now listening to me and living in that wonderful paradise, that wonderful paradise that I am. I am that wonderful peace, living in that wonderful paradise that I am. Wanting nothing, needing nothing, being everything. Being the fulfillment of all, of everything right now. I am peace. 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 I am the light of the world, and I light my way. I am the music of the world, and I delight my ears. I am the perfume, the flower delight of all smells, all odors, all feelings, and it is good and very good. Listening to me, I find the peace that passeth all understanding. I am the isness, I am the allness, I am the oneness, I am that I am. Today, I claim for myself, I am listening within. And I breathe deeply, and I let it all go. There is nothing to confuse me. There is nothing to tangle my thoughts in a web of confusion. There is nothing to say that I have left something unfulfilled. There is nothing that's telling the world that it's incomplete in me. All that I hear is that I am complete. I am fulfilled. I'm listening to me. Yes, I'm listening to me. And as I listen to me, oh, how I feel so complete, so wonderful, so fulfilled. There is not another person on the face of the earth except he who is a reflection of the peace I am within me. And no matter what, just as the Master spoke when the storm was encompassing the disciples, and they said to him, Master, Master, the storm will drown our ship, it will sink our ship, Master, Master. And he stood and he said, peace, peace, peace. He was listening to himself. He was listening within, to the divine within him. He was listening to the only thing that we should all only listen to, who we really are. We should listen to the voice that speaks within us that says, you are good and very good. We should listen to the music and the matter that comes forth into our attention that says, all is in divine order. All is peace. All is wonder. All is good. And as we listen to this, as I listen to this, as I am listening to me, I am 100% content. I don't need to prove myself anywhere. I don't need to seek outward for any fulfillment. I just listen within. I listen within to the power, the joy, the beingness that I am. And as I listen to that, it is the more joyful thing that ever could be known in the world. It's me. Yes, it's me. And how great it is to be me. How great it is to be living in that feeling of contentment and peace and wonder and joy surging through my inner self as I'm listening to me. But the most joyful music that I hear within me is the music of peace. The music of inner silence, the music of inner oneness. I listen to me, and I hear the voice of God ringing out of my inner self, saying, all is good and very good. Join me on this wonderful, wonderful journey of listening within now, for it is all that matters. And know that as you do that, I love you. I love you. I love you.